That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. It has been an action-packed week here around Summit. I'm Doug Dayton, the CMO King, and I'm here with America's Headhunter, the one and only Chuck Jeter. Chuck, how are you?
Doing good, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited. We're going to do an episode today specifically talking about current jobs in the radiology market because, man, it has been, like I said, just an action-packed week. For those of you that maybe are not familiar with the team here at Summit, we are nationwide healthcare headhunters. We recruit doctors, mid-levels, CEOs, executives, you name it, for the healthcare industry, and we have been very, very, very busy. Chuck, I know that I've got like just a couple of the opportunities that I have been discussing with various folks this week. A couple of them that come to mind, like I'm talking to a team in a very desirable area in the Southeast. Money is great. This is an opportunity for an interventional radiologist. It's in a very desirable location. I know another opportunity that we're discussing with several folks this week is in a metro area of California. And it was interesting. I was talking to a guy. I'm going to give him a shout out. So you know who you are, but we were discussing reimbursement for remote radiology, and they are just busting at the seams right now. They need some help, not only with the remote side of things, but also they're looking for an interventional guy that is interested in Metro California. And these are both two very desirable areas. The market is definitely a candidate-driven market. Chuck, tell us about some of the awesome opportunities that you have on your side of the desk.
Well, you know, Doug, 30 days ago, I mean, we are a physician and executive search firm. And, you know, so we do all types of physicians. You know, within the last 30 days, I mean, we have just really been focusing on and just, you know, radiology and the remote radiology and interventional radiology is just busting at the seams.
It's literally like the floodgates have recently opened.
So it's a very, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, a not mature market for the remote radiology, and there's a lot of moving parts. But, you know, everybody that we talk to, you know, is looking to do something with remote radiology. You know, some people are at the beginning, some groups are at the beginning stages. You know, some have been doing it. Some, you know, have let a partner in the group move off and do it. And so there's trust issues and different things like that that, you know, but those are kind of waning, and they're just needing the coverage.
I'm right there with you. I was actually chatting with the a new contact that we're working with at an existing group in Alabama, and they said, man, you know what? We have not up till this point considered using a remote candidate or having a purely remote radiologist on our team, but we are at the point where I think that's something that we really need to strongly consider doing. And that's what I'm hearing, not just in Alabama, not just in Texas, not just in California, but on a nationwide basis.
Well, and today we talked to the hospital that doesn't have a group. They're just covering with locums.
That is such an outrageous thought to me. I mean, they literally are only using locums to cover their radiology needs, and we are in the process of helping them have a much easier life, aren't we, Chuck?
We are. So just to let everybody know, the areas that we are focusing on right now are Texas, eastward and southeast. So Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, you know, Alabama, Georgia, you know, up to Virginia. And we're just going to be focusing on those areas. We actually did some stuff in California today, but
And Oregon too. I mean,
Oregon, yeah.
We do have some West Coast stuff that's on the horizon. So we've got opportunities heading this way.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We can, you know, so some of these interventional radiology opportunities, I mean, they're just really solid opportunities. They're some of the best ones that I've seen in years.
I know it. It's a very refreshing but amazing thing to see in the market today.
Great locations. You know, a lot of people have, you know, gone to locations that maybe it was just the job was good and that sort of thing. But all the locations that have been seemingly kind of hard to break into, you know, we're starting to see some movement, and, you know, we've got some inside track on some of the opportunities coming up that are not out there yet. And
well,
that sort of thing.
Chuck, we've been mentioning it for a couple of months now that the market's just in the process of changing, but it really has just in the past 30 days developed a little bit differently than I even anticipated that it was developing.
I got to say, man, it has actually turned back into being very fun to recruit.
It really has.
It's just a lot of moving parts, a lot of action, a lot of, you know, a lot of the need is there. And, you know, it's just a good day to be a recruiter in radiology, that's for sure.
And I'll tell you this, for those of y'all that are looking for some help and you're kind of in the bell curve trying to decide if you want to utilize a remote radiologist or not, we can help you find a remote radiologist, or we can help you find someone on site. I would encourage you, if you need help, to reach out to me. My name's Doug Dayton. My email is doug@summitexec. That's summitxec.com. You can reach me at 817-483-4300, extension 1002. And we can develop a custom tailored plan that fits your needs. So feel free to give me a shout. Chuck, why don't you take us away and tell us about some of these opportunities, man?
So let's see. Let me just pull them up here. So locums. Also, you need to mention that locums is something that we're doing.
Yeah, so that's a new development, too. We have experimented and dabbled with that in the past, but if you are a radiologist, regardless of your modality, and you're interested in doing locums, shoot us an email. You can reach Donna@hiresps.com and just say, hey, I'm interested in locums, and forward her a copy of your CV, and we can definitely keep you informed about opportunities coming across the horizon.
So these remote opportunities, and, you know, it seems like that's all we're doing is talking about remote radiology opportunities. But I mean, I think we probably picked up 20 this week.
Seriously.
And
that's not an exaggeration.
No, and, you know, so, you know, the locations we don't really even need to mention because it doesn't make any difference, you know, because people can read from where they're at. But we're seeing everybody has a little bit different idea about how they want to do it. You know, which is eventually it's going to turn into cookie cutter because there's not going to be a lot of competition. Everybody knows, you know, what everybody gets paid and that sort of thing. So, you know, right now what we're seeing, I mean, just kind of a ballpark in, you know, a range, we're seeing, you know, 500, you know, upward starting out, you know, for the remote radiology. I'm talking about for a full-time, you know, they're doing everything the group is currently doing. You know, we hear people want to give 2-year partnerships. I mean, I'm just saying those are not the groups that are getting people. Sure. Unless there's something else, you know, to the group, like super big back end and, you know, money goes up second year and that sort of thing.
Well, usually in a situation like that, it's got to be a location that's at least somewhat desirable to somebody for some sort of a reason. The people that are just, like, for lack of better terminology, in a very undesirable location that are living in the illusion that they're going to be able to pay a radiologist $350,000 to come live out on site in their undesirable location, unfortunately, they're just not perceiving reality.
Well, the numbers are not going to be able to be manipulated anymore. People are not going to be able to say, so if somebody, I mean, they're a rural job or, you know, a job somewhere in Alaska making, you know, $350, you know, I mean, if the hours and the cases, you know, were equal to the $350 that, you know, then, you know, if it made sense, they're working 20 hours a week reading, you know, 50 cases a day or whatever the deal is. That's what I'm saying. It's not going to matter where they're at. They're going to get paid per RVU. Each group to be competitive is going to have to, you know, get as close to that, you know, top RVU dollar. And different places pay different amounts, you know, different locations.
You know, that's been the most interesting thing about this development is developing more of an understanding of how the RVUs differ from location to location. And I'm kind of curious how this is going to land. There's going to eventually be some sort of regulation to level the playing field, but right now, I mean, it's literally like pioneers in the Wild West, just kind of figuring out how they're going to make this niche work.
Well, you know, if you're ready to move, if you're a radiologist and you're ready to move, I mean, we definitely want to talk to you. I mean, we have endless amount of opportunities, and you can, you know, I hate to say it, you know, on the podcast, but it's really true. You can, you know, write your own ticket, you know, and if, even if you're not in a bad situation, but you want to look for like a better situation location wise or what have you, you know, give us a call. I mean, everything we do is confidential.
Sure.
You know, we'll,
hey, the best time to look for a job is when you don't need one.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. And, you know, because I don't know how all this is going to settle, but, you know, it's just a lot of moving parts and, you know, everybody is, you know, they know what the reimbursement is. They know, you know, another factor is this day and age is time off is more important to, you know, to people and then, you know, then, you know, making a ton of
sure.
money.
Well, and, you know, and then you've also got the other side of the equation where the, these nationwide mega groups that have snatched up all of these contracts at all these other hospitals. I mean, there's just some rumblings and there's a little bit of a shakeup. So, you know, they're the groups that are adequately staffing their radiology team to where they can actually take over contracts are the ones that are positioning themselves for success in the future. And we can help you to do that. For those of y'all that are actually in a growth-minded state, we can definitely help ease the burden of getting your opportunity out there to folks. Speaking of getting opportunities out there to folks, Chuck, tell us about a couple of these opportunities.
More opportunities. You want to know specifically about them. So,
sure.
So radiology, so I mean, we've got stuff in Texas. We've got an IR opportunity, 50% IR. You know, we're talking to them about the monies. You know, they're wanting to offer, you know, a little bit lower than what we think the market is going to, what people are going to expect. But it's a great opportunity, good location, not too far outside of the DFW area. Another radiology opportunity we have over in South Carolina, one in North Carolina. South Carolina's neuro and then body imaging.
That's going to be a smoking opportunity for
North Carolina's going to be IR. Let's see. We've got doing this week. It's a 5 to 11. I think we got this last week, actually. I might have mentioned it. It's a 5 to 11 week on, week off opportunity. Full W-2, full benefits. All that good stuff. So it's, what is it, six, seven hours a day. And that shift can be adjusted. I think they just have a wish somebody would work till 1 a.m., but I think if somebody told them, hey, I just want to work till 10 or 11, I think they would kind of go for it. Let's see. Okay, so actually I've got a pretty unique interventional opportunity over in Bakersfield, California.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that one, man.
Well, it's they're looking for an IR an interventional radiologist to do peripheral. With the vascular center, it's Monday through Friday. I mean, they'll pay whatever they got to pay. I mean, there's, you know, that the peripheral stuff pays quite a bit.
And we've got a couple of additional SoCal opportunities that are probably going to be talking about here in the next week or two. So if you are a radiology candidate, regardless of the modality, and you are interested in Southern California or in pretty much regardless of the location, reach out to us this week.
Yeah, so also another just, I mean, this is a smoking opportunity. I mean, this is for a high producer, somebody that wants to make some money for about 4 or 5 years. And the reason I said, I mean, they could stay longer. One guy stayed 20 years. But, you know, in this particular opportunity, you know, it's a great group, great people. You know, the problem we've had with retention in this group is somebody will go there for 5 years and they'll make so much money, they, you know, they just move on.
Buy an island.
Yeah, and they don't really work. They work hard. I mean, they have. You have to be a heavy reader. I mean, they're reading, you know, 30,000 plus volume plus doing, you know, IR cases. You know, basic general stuff. And, you know, they want to. It's a hospital, This group actually picks up small hospitals contracts, and they cover the, you know, they cover, put one guy in the hospital, and he basically, they have a like a teleradiology part of their group, and this is not one of the big groups. This is a, like a 10-person group.
But sure.
They cover, you know, the ovary, the reads after hours and stuff. It's an 8 to 5, but it's just, you know, 7-figure job for sure. I mean, starting out 6, you know, probably 7.
Well, I'll tell you this, Chuck, like, I have recently probably mostly been dealing with radiology groups of 10 to 30 physicians, but I am astounded at how many of them are making 7 figures. And I mean, and that's just, it's, I don't know how sustainable long-term all this is, but it is definitely an amazing market.
Yeah. There's only two reasons that somebody would be doing that. And that's if they're reading the volume to do that, which is massive amounts of volume, or they're the group's top heavy, meaning that there's only a few partners and a lot of employees, which that model's kind of heading out the window. But the then there's another one we actually have. So this is a unique opportunity for somebody. It's an intervention. It's just general basic interventional. It's for a place in New Mexico. They pay $4,000 a day. I mean, they can W-2 it and give benefits and all that. But, you know, if somebody could just go out there and they pay for travel, pay for, you know, all the expenses and stuff, and just cover the hospital, the interventional stuff for 2 or 3 days a week. I mean, they'll pay, you know, $4,000 a day. You can, if you want to work 5 days a week, you can, you know, read remotely from, you know, kind of be a hybrid position, go out there, do the interventional, go home, and, you know, make even more money. So you could make, you know, quite a bit of money on this position here. There's another one in Texas, kind of Southeast Texas, interventional. This group's also telling us they're going to do a telerad opportunity, so we'll have that coming up here pretty soon. We've got Alabama. I think that you talked to them. They're going to be I think they use telerad guys now, looking for an interventional guy. Got the other IR opportunity down in the Valley, South Texas.
Hey, I just, because you mentioned that hospital, hey, I want to reach out for those of you that might be in administration of hospitals and you are covering your hospitals with locums. Please reach out to us because we can help resolve this situation in a long-term manner. Our number here once again is 817-483-4300 and any one of our team members can help you out. But there is no reason that you should have to long-term utilize locums to cover your hospital.
True. So, and we know the people ready to go. Georgia, we actually have interventional opportunity in Georgia. We just picked up this week, 50%, starting out 600 easy. They also are going to need some remote people. So, I mean, anybody wants to do any remote, I mean, I know this sounds, you know, but we're hearing the groups tell us, hey, just tell them, make their schedule. You know, we want something consistent, but, you know, these are day jobs. I mean, if you want to work 8 to noon, if you want to work, you know, job share, if you want to work, you know, noon to 6 or whatever. I mean, I don't know what your schedule is, but I mean, call us, let us know, because we're talking to these people telling, you know, the groups want to know what the candidates want to do. And
sure.
So, you know, if anybody calls us and just says, hey, I want this, I mean, nothing is going to be ridiculous. I mean, we'll take notes of it. We'll tell people, you know, what you want to do. And, radiologists looking for jobs are really in the driver's seat. And I know that doesn't help the, you know, the people trying to recruit them, but they know that, you know.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I spoke with a great guy today. He just moved over to, he's a practice operations professional for a large radiology group, moved over from pharma. He said, man, we've been advertising on the ACR and Practice Link, and we're just not getting candidates. And I'll tell you, that is a pretty common response because That there is a reason that we have job security. People need to utilize recruiters, especially when they're wearing multiple hats. You don't have the time to cold call 300
candidates.
Nobody's
cold calling, Doug. Yeah. Nobody's cold calling. That's the deal.
And like, yeah, at all. And like, you know, again, job security. And then plus the other thing is we have over the last 20 years nurtured a database of candidates where we have learned exactly what they're looking for. And even if they are not necessarily looking now, if they hear about something that they've told us about in the past, we will reach out to them on your behalf and screen them for your opportunity. And it might just happen to make two people's dreams come to pass at the same time.
Doug, for the last, since 2005, when Summit started, if you called here any day, they would be able to get a hold of you or I. And the, you know, we do have people that work here that don't work here now and things like that. Most companies, a lot of companies, you know, and everybody that recruits knows this. They'll talk to one recruiter. The next day, that person won't be there. It'll be another recruiter.
Sure. You know, yeah, well, and they also insulate their leadership too.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, we're kind of backwards. We put ourselves out there and the most of the people that we have working for us, they're doing the sourcing and we're kind of doing the front end work on the marketing and the relationships and, you know, the accountability and, hey, where's my guy? Okay, we're the people they call. But I want to back up and say, so regarding the job boards and not naming any of them specifically, but the job boards, you know, people that, you know, putting up postings and waiting for somebody to contact them. Yes, that works sometimes, but not in a, you know, not if in a 90-day period. I mean, you know, if somebody wants to call us, I mean, we can do that for them. If they just want us to, you know, post their jobs and they want to field the candidates, I mean, we'll work something out with them. But
people often don't realize how overwhelming that part of it can even be.
It is. Then you got to call them, screen them, you know, and then you have somebody that their last job, you know, applying for an interventional radiology job, their last job was at Kentucky Fried Chicken. You're thinking, how did they even get this application?
It's hilarious because seriously, especially like the people that post on Indeed and like Monster.com, the folks that use these big job boards that are not specialty oriented, they will absolutely get. I mean, we had forklift drivers that are applying for opportunities. And don't get me wrong, I know that we've got a division that we're working on that does supply chain and executives and stuff like that. And I don't want to make it sound like we won't help them find an opportunity. But I'm just saying that if you have to personally manage the leads, the contacts, it can be definitely overwhelming.
Yeah. So you're kind of specifically, you know, in this podcast, you're talking about really. We're talking about radiology groups,
sure,
getting candidates. So, you know, I feel the guy you talked to, I understand exactly what was going on. I mean, I understand exactly how he feels because, you know, people are, you know, they number one, doctors don't necessarily just apply for jobs.
Yeah.
They will contact a recruiter or they will go through different contact other doctors, word of mouth, or what have you.
Well, often it's even because of the confidentiality side of
it. Yeah, of course, 100%.
I mean, they don't want that. They don't know that email wasn't put there by their employer to find out, you know, hey, is this
person? And anybody that's thinking about recruiting needs to definitely, you know, think about it, you know, 6 months ahead of time. Because the one thing I see more than anything that is kind of a hindrance to placements is the 6 month out that a lot of these contracts have. So they just have to plan for it, you know, and they do. I think that a lot of people do, but you know, it's different than the 90 day. The 90 days are, you know, those are, you know, people are kind of trying to tie them in longer than that. But it's definitely changed. I don't have anything else.
Yep. Well, hey, this is just a couple of the opportunities that we wanted to throw out there because we've got some action taking place here at Summit. Once again, if you need help getting the word out about your opportunity or if you need help developing a strategy to reach and contact candidates in any specialty, but specifically for radiology, we would love to chat with you. You can feel free to call our office at 817-483-4300. You can reach our medical recruiting site at hiresps.com or the executive site at summitxec.com, and we will have one of our knowledgeable representatives contact you and help. We can even hop on to a discovery call and find out how we can better serve you, how we can get the word out about your opportunity, and help alleviate the pain of filtering through candidates that might not be your ideal candidate. This is Doug and Chuck. We're signing off. Have a fantastic weekend.